The Office of Management and Budget says agencies are turning the corner in reducing the risks of contracting. This new fact sheet from OMB shows agencies are competing more contracts and using fewer risky types of procurement, such as time and materials. But one former OFPP official says at least some of the progress can be attributed to insourcing. Well, here to sort it all out for us is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Okay, so this OMB memo came out. Review for us what the progress is in contract reforms.
Well, as you said, they released a fact sheet yesterday updating how agencies are making progress against the administration's goal to save $40 billion in contracting annually by 2011 and to reduce the number of high-risk contracts such as time and materials and labor hours. OMB says during the first two quarters of 2010, the number of new contracts awarded without competition, so as they say, either sole source or one bid contracts, dropped by 10%. The number of contracts receiving only that one bid dropped by 2%. And the number of risky contracts, time and materials, labor hours, et cetera, dropped by 7%. Dan Gordon is the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy.
We had procurement dollars going up year after year, as I mentioned before, by 12%. We have slowed that increase. Had we continued on a year-to-year basis of a 12% increase, we would already be on the order of $600 billion a year. And the good news is we're nowhere near that. We have slowed that process up.
Now, at the same time, with the number of sole source or non-competitive contracts going down and cost reimbursement type contracts going down, Gordon says the number of fixed price contracts are going up. Now, fixed price contracts are less risky to the government. It puts more risk on the vendors, and therefore the government sees that as better for themselves. Now, the number of contracts that are competitively bid also are going up, but Gordon didn't have those numbers handy, but he believes there is momentum that is going forward.
So what does OMB attribute the progress to?
I think there's several reasons. Gordon says obviously there's the presidential initiative, and that always gets a lot of attention right off the bat. But that by itself, as we've seen many times in the past, only lasts so long. Gordon says when he speaks to and listens to the acquisition workforce, he hears people charged up like never before.
When we talk about the need, for example, to avoid sole source contracting, what are sometimes called one bid situations or no bid situations, I am hearing a real effort to get that competition out there, and I think the acquisition workforce can make all the difference. You see the same thing on cost reimbursement. For too long, we've had situations where we do a contract using cost reimbursement pricing because the prior one was cost reimbursement. And why was that one cost reimbursement? Because the one before was cost reimbursement. In other words, we've had too much inertia and not enough rethinking. What we really need to apply is the sort of common sense that any family would use.
Gordon says stopping that inertia, as he talked about, is part of the culture change that he sees is happening across government. Let me give you guys an example. I talked to John Bashista, who's the director in the Office of Acquisition Management for the Environmental Protection Agency. He says the momentum, at least at EPA, is real and causing agencies to think differently.
And I think it also kind of heightened the visibility of the perspective that the acquisition workforce involves more than just contracting personnel, more than just contracting officers and contract specialists, but does involve a wide variety of people. The program organizations have a role in the acquisition process, the budget folks, legal counsel, finance folks. And so I think from that perspective, the initiative really helped to facilitate a broader thinking about how we approach acquisition, things like reutilization of excess property, expanding the use of the purchase card system and the rebates we might get off of that. So I think, you know, the benefits are it kind of initiated an initiative that I think is going to build sustainable processes in the acquisition system, and it is going to bring the communities that are involved in that process together and really facilitate collaboration.
Now, EPA is one of the four really case studies that OMB highlighted in the fact sheet. EPA decided to change the contract type of its Superfund remediation cleanup contracts to a firm fixed price contract from a cost reimbursement contract. And they say that alone and the competition they received will save them 65% over what they initially estimated. But Shista says the best part of that is the fact is now they have this extra money that they can apply to other mission-critical programs. Now, this is cost avoidance in many respects, but there's also true savings here because the money that was budgeted now can go somewhere else. And he says this type of success is really being used as an example throughout EPA to apply to other areas and say, listen, this is why this works. This is the return on investment.
And Jason, I've looked at that memo, and it almost uses poetic repetition to make the point, maybe a little politics in there. What kind of reaction are you hearing to this whole report and what they say is agency progress?
Yeah, I think that you're not the only one who's seeing that little bit of poetry in the memo. Some are actually questioning whether the statistics tell the entire story. I caught up with Rob Burton, a former deputy administrator in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and now an attorney with Venable in Washington.
But I think what you're seeing here, Jason, is, to a large extent, the results of the government's aggressive insourcing initiative. That's why you've seen the reduction with respect to the number of T&M contracts, the number of cost reimbursement contracts. Question, another thing that's missing from this, have the number of fixed price contracts actually increased or not? It's silent in that regard. And my general impression is probably not, because I think procurement spending, generally speaking, is being reduced across the board.
Now, Burton says his clients, many of them small businesses, are losing both people and contracts to insourcing. And I think that's why he says, listen, this is where the impact's happening. It's not something you're hearing a lot about, but he says this is really having an effect. And he believes that part of the reason why the number of contracts are down is because of what's being brought in-house. Now, Burton also looks at some other areas. He also worries that if agencies are spending too much time using firm fixed-price contracts, that could put themselves in trouble. He points to one of the several examples that are out there, but one of the most famous cases of a firm fixed-price contract that didn't work was for the A-12 combat aircraft. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I had to look it up. But basically, about in the mid-'90s, early 90s, DOD bought this aircraft, contracted for the aircraft, and then eventually had to cancel it, and at the time it was the largest contract ever canceled, and they ended up in litigation for something like 20 years. Burton says the firm fixed-price contracts also moves agencies away from performance-based contracting and therefore then reduces the need for certain skills in the acquisition workforce. He also attributes some of the changes to the ability of vendors to protest task orders worth more than $10 million. This is something that's new in the last 18 months or so. And he says this gives agencies really the impetus to do a better job in many ways, because knowing a protest is possible and could slow down the entire procurement. So while insourcing is one reason, he also sees some other areas of why the impacting of number of contracts and how the competition is increasing.
So it's not just insourcing, but there are claims that insourcing is the major reason for the progress. So what does OMB say about that?
Well, I asked Dan Gordon that exact question because I thought that, it seemed a very interesting correlation that Rob Burton was making. And Gordon says insourcing has nothing to do with this overall contract and reform efforts. He says this isn't a case of a shrinking pie.
We are stepping up and saying in agency after agency, led by the Secretary of Defense, frankly, in terms of the dollars that's involved, saying this is something that we cannot afford or this is something that we do not need. But you're also right, when we're running acquisitions, we're running the acquisitions in a smarter way so that the taxpayer dollars are going further.
Gordon says the administration needs to keep the momentum going. They have to do a few things. Changing the culture, which is a huge issue as always, and Gordon says this is as much about inertia as anything else. Workforce training is another area. Again, we talk about that all the time. The acquisition workforce needs a lot more training, a lot more experience, and they're focusing on improving both the depth and the breadth of the contracting officers.
We are working hard to change the culture. Award fee contracts should absolutely not be used unless the appropriate criteria are met. That means that they should really be the exception and not the rule. Even for cost reimbursement contracts as a more general matter, they should not be used except in the situations where they're justified. But getting people to recognize the limits on the use of those vehicles, getting people to recognize the need to reduce risk, is a cultural change as much as anything else. One other example, sole source contracts. Frankly, they can be the easiest thing to do when you don't have enough people in your acquisition workforce, or your acquisition workforce isn't trained well enough, or they're not working well enough. People might say, let's just do a sole source contract because we know this company and we can move quick and easy. The much better answer is no. Fiscal responsibility, using taxpayer funds wisely, means using competition. That can be a slow battle. We are turning the tide.
Gordon says OFEP is sharing examples of success stories like EPA or the other three that are in the fact sheet from DHS, NNSA, or DOD Interior with the other agencies, and that's going to help push this momentum going. Now, we posted the fact sheet online, federalnewsradio.com, and people can look there and see much more information.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty good fact sheet, and I think there's some questions that it raises, as many as it answers. But through its reform efforts, the Obama administration has stopped this growth and reduced it. That's the phrase I think they repeat throughout it that gives it that little bit of political flavor, but that's all right. They're in charge.
Exactly, and I think that's you're going to find that in any administration.
I think so. Jason, thank you for that report.
All right, my pleasure.